or permanently, is to bring it into the branch headquarters and put it up kind of where the rock climbing wall was, until we could put it to better use somewhere. But I need to get it up out of there. You know, we've talked about certain places for those culverts that are in headquarters. I'm going to save a couple of them, but most of them, I guess I'm just throwing them into the wash out behind the garden. Yeah. Things, grading, brush hogging.
Okay.
Any suggestions? I'll probably start up in the meadow and work my way back down to headquarters with the brush hog. There's a few areas that I'd like to get. Anybody have any opinion on that?
Is it 6 hours in the meadow and the roses down toward the fish ponds, and then another 6 hours around Leaf Spring, that planted through there?
Yeah.
Would be easy to brush hog and clean it up?
There's a section up around Broad Hollow that I'd like to do. To put a time on it, it all depends on what my day is doing. A lot of times I'll get out there and I'll brush hog if somebody's got a fire I need to put out, refrigerator, I don't know. Go talk to Alan Steed about whatever. I mean, I don't know. I like to say that I can just sit in a piece of equipment all day and get it done. But it's hard to put a time on it out there. I'm going to try and designate a day for grading. Designate a day to take a brush hog, or a half a day to brush hog.
Did you pick up the electric fence, the equipment stuff that was everywhere?
Yeah, it's all picked up. I need to go get and pull out the T-posts. But I have the bucket on the boat. I just pull and put it in the bucket and start brush hogging. That's all I have to report. My big concern is that culvert in Podunk, and I hope I can get some response in the next day or two, so I can get going on that.
Well, that probably
will be happening
soon.
Well, I mean, that's monsoon season is coming. That's the main. I'd like to say that I don't see the road washing out, but with that water line being there, we really have to be careful in that area.
Are you aware there's a problem on the iron gate at the north end? What is the problem? Do I know?
That is hard.
No, you have to change the stuff on it, but I think it just lifts over the top of the post, so it's not locked.
Well, they don't get out of the truck. They just see.
Should we even have the lock there to confuse people? Number one. Number two, the gate has dropped over, and so it drags the ground all the way around, and it needs to be straightened back up so that normal people can open and close it, or we're in for trouble all summer, because it drags the ground now, it tips to the north.
Need to be dug out, or that scraped off?
Same thing. The gate going our direction, it's a matter of digging it out on one side, raise it up, and re-tamping it.
I'm going to take a look at it. So I like the chain. I thought about taking the chain off and putting it on there so it can't come off, but if we ever get any cows up there, a lot of times that gate will, the latch isn't really
well, it takes the latch for a while. It's a really obvious gate that when the door closes, it's pretty easy to close.
Easy to close,
not hard to figure out.
Right.
So, I have a confusing confuses everybody and it's hard to do, so it's not going to drip.
No, but I'll be up in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be right up.
Okay,
thanks, Tom.
We shouldn't create a perception that it's hard for people to go up and say, so, and most people are like, I can't believe it. We had a meet out there, but we had a team around, and all of it was great. And he kept everybody out for 7 days.
That has changed.
I suggest we take it off so we don't confuse people like that. I think you've changed the lock, so none of the members have.
Well, the new lock is linked in with the old lock.
I tried to unlock both of them last week. You were going to get me a new key. Maybe that's what I need.
I don't dare change that lock, do I?
But you have
the lock and you got the key.
Yeah. So we have an easy.
Okay.
And once, twice, three times.
I don't need.
All in favor?
Hi.
I might make one statement. We had a Pennsylvania festival up there. To advertise in the paper and in the Utah State Native Science Society. We must have 25, 30 people up to my place.
Oh, great.
We hiked Lake Wash, and that's changed a lot in the last few years. A big old stone down there.
Yeah.
You know that big log that used to be way up there? That's gone. They must have had a lot of water go down through there because some of the places we used to find certain plants were washed completely out. Some rare plants were down there. They'll come back in to see. We had a pretty good group up there. And then the fishermen were on the lower road and then right at the top of the hill coming down when you stop into the valley. That was just beautiful. So...
Yeah, what is that paper?
I don't know yet. I'll check them.
We probably need to scan it and send it for, you know, Vance's drill after you look at it. If you can get it back to me. For example, if you want to do the scanning, you keep the file of the rhythm.
We have to send it or we just vote it? Okay, we're voting.
We're going in like the lowest.
We got it.
I'll
travel.